Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Wow. Interesting topic today because it's all about self-discovery, and how are we going to do that with this Mercury retrograde that comes into effect? It's going to be rolling in, depending on your time zone, somewhere 16th, 17th of November. For me, it looks like the 17th, and it will run until about December 8th. So a good 3 weeks. It's the last Mercury retrograde of the year. And, you know, it gets a bad rap. Mercury retrograde is usually blamed on communication, technology issues, you know, something not working right, or you misunderstood me, or just things going into a snafu. They just don't work, right? There's a lot of perspective with Mercury that can really benefit us. And we want to show you that today. Me, and I'm going to say Archangel Gabriel, because he's the one that came in for this. He's the angel of communication. And Mercury is the, it was like a, when you look at some of the mythology, it was the god of communication. It works with communication energy when you look at astrology. And honestly, it starts to roll in and you start to feel it about anywhere between 3 and 7 days or so, like up to a week before it's officially here. So if the last week has had a few glitches here and there, and I've certainly felt them too. I mean, they happen. It's how we handle them and what we can learn from them. And why do we go through this? This is one of the ones that you go through more in 1 year than you do any of the other retrogrades. And it's interesting because 2018, being the 11th transitional year, has had its share of retrogrades, 5 at one time. A few, you know, like through the summer and into the fall, we've been having a lot of retrograde, which means to pull back, review in that specific area of life or whatever it pertains to. So here we go again, and it's going retrograde right when Venus decides to go direct, and Venus is not one to go fast, okay? So if you feel really anxious and excited and you just want to get something off the ground and you feel like it's just not moving, this could be why you want to look at, okay, this is what it is. It's not going to stay that way forever. And I'm going to explain in this show why we have this one and how important this one actually is before we go into 2019. It's actually a big deal. And you really don't want to miss the opportunity that this Mercury retrograde gives you. Gabriel is the angel of communications, message, clear thinking, clear communication. Also, what does that mean? Clear listening. Are you slowing down enough to listen? Are you communicating your intention clearly? The retrogrades help you slow it down, review it, tweak it. It's kind of like editing to see if you missed something that, or you misspelled. Just think about when you're typing something too fast, you don't go back and edit it before you send it. That's a really good analogy for this one. Really good. And you get so excited, you're just going too fast. You're going faster than you're having yourself a chance to review and reflect to make sure that's actually what you meant to say, what you intended to do. Did you send it to the right person? Things like that. How many of you have sent the wrong text message to the wrong person? I know. I mean, texting and phones and stuff, right? I mean, it happens. I misspell words all the time if I'm going too fast, but I'm using that analogy because it really makes sense in this one. This has been such a transformative year with all the 11 energy, especially in the month of November. We just had a real power surge of that. And, you know, some people are feeling a little overwhelmed by it. I get that. You can. And what we want to do in this show is focus on some of this energy because this next 3 weeks can be very beneficial to you. And we want to show you how and what you can do with that. So I first off want to say hello to everyone. Hello to everyone in the YouTube chat. I see you guys over there. It's great to have you with us. I have a couple of messages from email bag and I see some already over in the chat. So we'll get to those. Hello to Maddie, Kelly, and Beth. And Beth, I do have yours, I believe, too. I believe that was yours. And we have that. So I want to say hello to everybody that might be listening over on Transformation Talk Radio's network. It's there syndicating everywhere. They're also helping me over in Facebook, and they're streaming over there Facebook Live. So if there's anything that comes in over there, Carter will help tell me about that. I've got so many screens open, and so I can't watch everything, but he'll help me with that one because I don't want to overload the system here. We want to have a good video and audio feed. So that's why. But we want to welcome you if you're watching or are joining us over there. So how did everybody do with that real strong powerhouse 111 energy that we just had? Yeah, I know. And some people felt like they were supposed to feel very, very happy, and they noticed that they might have been feeling some sadness or not quite what they expected. What I want to mention in that right now is we want to keep reality. We want to keep our logic about us in a spiritual way. We're spiritual, but we want to be logical. Call it, you know, spiritually logical. You know, we want to use, we don't want to throw, you know, logic out the window when it comes to this kind of thing. That's not how it works. It really does work with how we apply ourselves in these situations. And when that was coming up, and a lot of people were feeling that and experiencing that about a week or so ago, you might still be. If there's a lot in there that needs to come up and go away, you will feel that first. That's just how it works. I even did. You feel things that are like, why am I feeling this? Because it needs to be addressed. It needs to be released. If you're feeling things that you don't want to feel, more than likely it's something that needs to be released. This is a lot of internal work of the self. It's stuff that we are discovering about ourselves. Okay? Mercury's going to help with that too. Because guess what? With the energy that just came in with Venus and now it goes forward, Venus was an energy and over the last month or so was really opening up our hearts, expanding our hearts to receive love, send love, allow it in, you know, and when it opens up, it's got to release all the heavy feelings of old pain and past and all that. It's got to go away. You got to get it out of the way. Well, that is now moving forward, going a little bit slower. While retrograde comes in and they're like, well, let's go back and just edit, do one more edit for those that write, or you write books, or you're a blogger, or you do a lot of writing. You could go back and edit that 5-6 times, finally give it to somebody else to read and they find something. Okay? Stay with me on that. That is what Mercury's doing here. It's very similar. It's like, I know, I got all that. You don't want to be impatient with this, even though that's what you might be feeling. Just acknowledge, okay, I feel a little impatient. I'm really just done with this. If you just started or it's fairly new, the universe is the way, this is how I explain it. The universe can be very compassionate with how we're releasing and trickle it out, so to speak. So it's not just all at once and it's just so much. It's not going to do that. Not when it's for your higher, better good, okay? It's going to let it trickle and flow gently and release gently. So sometimes that means a few extra edits, okay? That's where, if you looked at how many retrogrades we have in a year, that's actually very beneficial because it gives you a chance before you go into the next phase of the year. Let me just make sure that's what I really meant. Let me make sure that's what I really want to say or do. Make sure that's exactly my intention, things like that. Because 2019 is going to move a lot faster and you really won't have the opportunities that you had this year to do all that reviewing that those retrogrades gave us the opportunity for. So this all actually works in your favor if you just give yourself an opportunity to look at it from that perspective. So that's how that works. Now, one of the things that I wanted to answer, let me answer one email before we go to break because we have a few and we have a caller. I'm going to bring the caller on when we come back. We'll go back and forth. If you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819, or you can write your questions in the chats and we'll answer as many as we can. So the first one is from Beth. Beth writes, "Hi, Dr. Jen. I've been seeing 1111, 777, 888, and 999 for over a week now." Whoa, have you been busy, Beth? I know something big is coming. I just can't decipher. What message are the angels trying to bring me? Thank you and God bless, Beth in Ohio." All right, Beth in Ohio. You need to put your seatbelt on. You're getting ready to fly in a lot of directions that are really cool because the 1111, as we've been talking about, that means big transition and change. Whatever you've been focusing on with that intention is what you're bringing in. 777s, okay, that's because those are good numbers. That means it's a triple. The more the number is repeated, the more intensified the power to it is. And a seven is like you're listening to divine guidance. Congratulations, you're hearing it. You are on the mark. You're on the mark. And it's also saying get ready to reap in the rewards of, you know, following. You're in alignment. So that's good news. That's what they're trying to tell you. 888 is the abundance number. There's that reaping what you've sown. That's a good thing. The universe can be very generous. It doesn't always have to do with finances, but it could be. It could be finances. It could be whatever about happiness. It could be just peacefulness. Whatever the abundance is, you're going to know what that is. The thing is, these numbers coming in like this, that's really cool because that means you're listening. That means you're acting on it. You're proactive with what you're picking up. You're right on the mark. You're doing great. 999 is don't hesitate to inspire somebody else with your story. You know, how you overcame. Believe it or not, no matter what it is you experience in life, it seems like you run into people or you share that with others, what you have experienced or processed. So you don't have to go looking at it or do exactly what I'm doing, but just everyday work. I mean, you could be, you know, a builder and you build homes and something you experienced on a personal level, just having lunch with a friend one day, just sharing when they need somebody to help them out with something, or they just need to talk something over, you're going to know what I'm talking about and it'll relate, guys. Okay. Because you can be a light worker in all areas of life, not just doing this literally. Okay. So keep that in mind. But that's a really, really cool message for you. So keep track. The other thing I'm hearing for you, Beth, is to keep track of how it's coming in what order. Do they come in a certain order? Kind of note the pattern of how they come in. And with that, good news to you. So congrats on listening and being proactive on the guidance that you are picking up. Good job. Okay, We are going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll take a caller and we'll just keep going on with what this Mercury retrograde, how Archangel Gabriel can help us with our communications. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. You might be watching the video.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on transformationtalkradio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit jennifernoelletaylor.com.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, "give me the joy," make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me the Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, let's start diving in. Let's take the caller. Yeah, let's go ahead and bring the caller on.
Deborah from Missouri, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jen. This is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. Good to hear from you. What can we do for you?
Well, my horse, Angel Faith, in October, got hurt. She cut her... the left side down by her ankle, and I did healing and we put different stuff on it and it healed. I mean, it did. She healed really great. Now, okay. Yesterday, my husband found her and she got cut again, this time on the left side under her armpit downward, and then her shoulder, her right armpit got cut there, and her right shoulder is like swollen. And my question is, I don't know how this happened or why it happened.
Okay. I was tapping in while you were sharing that, because it's interesting. It was the left side both times.
Left side in October and now it's on the right side.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay. It was on. So it's both sides. Yeah. Well, that makes more sense with what I picked up, to be honest. What I'm picking up from Angels is there's a curiosity this horse has, and it is just, it's curious and it's, you know, literally just, you know, brushing up against things, or it's not a problem. It would be more being aware, maybe kind of watching her patterns a little bit more, because it's what I'm picking up is that she's so curious that she's doing things and going into areas that there might be a nail somewhere. I'm just feeling like it's a curiosity. And so she's getting herself into a pickle because she's so curious. And I don't know. I mean, horses are have personalities. I mean, all animals do. And they remind me of really big dogs. But this horse is curious. Very curious and is always processing and studying things and just doesn't is not afraid and gets a little close. So that would be watching her environment a little bit more, because some of them, they have the fear like, no, I'm not going over there, or they stay where they go. This one is not so much. This one's going to do it anyway, is what I'm picking up. So it would be more tending and paying attention more to what is she doing when we're not looking. And then she's getting herself into these things.
Yeah.
I mean, animals are going to have, you know, accidents. Everybody does. We have our injuries. They happen. But they keep bringing me back to the horse is curious. So, I don't know. Is that making sense? Can you, how old is the horse?
At one time we weren't sure, but we're thinking like 20.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, it's exploring. And if it's been a bit quiet, here's the other thing. Thank you for that. I just got something else too. They wanted me to remind everyone that if you see some interesting behavior in your animals recently, like they have more energy than they usually do, or they seem more bored than they used to, because I've even noticed it with my dog too. They're responding to all the energy that's flowing in too. They're curious. They tap into energy much easier than we do. So it could literally be, she is just curious to experience more. So it's not, yes, she's getting injured. And I know you have to tend to that physically. And obviously you're going to have to watch it a little bit closer, but she's just curious and wants to explore more. Maybe she could go on different types of walks or rides with you or something. I don't know what the answer to that would be, because you guys have the horses, you know what your situation is, but that's the answer I'm getting, is that she's just so curious. She's going to do it anyway because she just isn't afraid. So look at that and kind of, yeah, you see what I mean? So it's not a bad thing. It's just more of a, it's like the toddler that's not afraid. It's just going to climb up and do everything. You got to watch them. You know, because they're so curious. They want to learn. She wants to learn. She wants to learn what she's feeling and experiencing, just like we are. And they feel these energies just like we do. But, you know, you'll see the different responses. I mean, one day, and for the last week, my dog, Emmy, I've noticed that she has got 10 times more energy than she usually does. Can't get her tired. She wants to just keep going. She wants to explore things she never did before. In fact, we noticed it and commented. It was like, what? And they just reminded me of that. So I'm noticing other people with their animals, they're saying the same thing. They're saying, she's never been like that before. I don't know what she's doing. It's not like it's bad. It's just different. So I don't think there's anything to be concerned about with the curiosity, but yeah, you're going to have to just kind of be more parenting, watch over the fearless child. It's going to be like that. Does that make sense?
Yes. Is she getting into fights with any of the horses?
I'm not feeling that. I'm feeling curiosity. I am not feeling that. I'm just feeling that she's so curious. It's almost like she's getting into things or brushing. I mean, she's just not afraid to explore something. Now, if she's getting into somebody, another horse's face, and they're like, could you back off, maybe, but I'm not feeling that. I'm feeling that she's just so curious, she's going to do it anyway. So I would watch for that. Mm-hmm. Watch for signs that, you know, like, I mean, there could be a nail loose on a barn somewhere or a fence, and you just didn't know it. And she's just going up against it to scratch her hide or something. I don't know. They're not showing me specifics, except they keep showing me that she's just curious and exploring. And I would just see if you can observe that a little bit more, even if you have to put a camera up on her. But let me run so I can take care of some other people. But
okay.
Yeah, it's not a negative. It's just more of maybe a little more supervision, because you're thinking, okay, you're a grown-up horse. No, not maybe not so much. The childlike horse is coming out for some reason. She's getting herself into a pickle because she's curious. I know. And I hope she heals up quickly.
Thank you. Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. I love the animals. They're so amazing. So let me go over to another question that I promised to answer. Because I will get to as many as I can. I can't always get to everybody. But, you know, that's just what we do. You know, these are free readings on the show. So we do what we can do. Let me see. We had another question. And it looks like she continued over here. So let me get that one. Maddie wrote in and said, have I cleared the space and healed enough of the things I needed to in order to allow love in? What do I need to focus on now to ensure I follow God's divine plan for my life? Thank you. She also added over in the YouTube chat, I may not, she came in early before we were even on the air, and she wrote, I may not be able to join, but sending much love. Also wondering if Archangel Gabriel has any soul messages for me heading into my conversation next week and allowing things to develop. Okay, lots of questions there. First off, for anybody that might be relating to Maddie's question, let me say this. And we've been clearing a lot, okay? But what I've noticed over the years with my own experience, and I will share how I've experienced this. I will clear and think, okay, I'm ready to go, and love will come in, or I've released a lot. And then as you go through these retrogrades like we have right now, this is a perfect opportunity to see if there's any residual left that might need to move on. And that's one of the topics we're talking about with this retrograde, because it is about communication with ourselves as well. One of the tips that I can give you that is a physical thing that you can do no matter what, and this relates to going into that conversation that she's referring to, and this comes from Gabriel, is when you feel the tendency to be impatient or go fast or just go, 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 wait at least 10 seconds and think about it. At least 10. 15 to 20 would be even better. I'm not kidding. That is what I'm getting from Gabriel. It's like, and you know, I've tried this because it works. It works because you know, there's reactions and then there's responses. When the energy can feel misunderstood with a Mercury retrograde, sometimes we feel like they don't understand what I'm trying to say. Slow it down. Slow down a lot. Slower, it'll feel slow if you're one that moves quick anyway. But slow down and think before responding. If you have to think about it for a day, say, you know, let me think about that and process what you're saying if you're in this conversation with somebody. And let me just ponder on that and process what you're saying. And, you know, if they don't seem to understand you, there's going to be a level of patience and just maybe agree to do that with one another. That is literally a fantastic idea. Thank you, Gabriel. That's a great idea. I'm going to apply that for myself too. That's good stuff. Because sometimes we just go so fast, we're tripping over ourselves and we're missing it. We're missing it. And then we don't understand why somebody didn't understand us. Also, we need to listen to ourselves more. Are we listening to that? That's going to be part of this in a big way. It's part of the Venus because of the love rolling in and wanting to release the old stuff. Okay, that's part of it because it'll feel like you're being held back or delayed sometimes. Don't look at it that way. It might feel that way initially. That's a reaction. That's a reaction. Then you stop and you go, wait, what would a response be? A response would be, well, it feels like I'm being delayed or slowed down or sluggish, but maybe I just need to look at this from a different perspective. Opening your heart to that type of love, that's allowing love to come in and show you another side of things, is also receiving love. Probably didn't realize that. Because then you're honoring and you're allowing instead of it being so harsh or, you know, frustrating or berating. And a lot of us are practicing this on a very new level and in a new everything. I mean, we are. I've even had to do it too. So I just want you to hear that and think about that. So with that, let me take a short break. When we come back, I want to go into that a little bit more, and I'll see and catch up what's going on over in the chats over here. I have so much I want to share about this Mercury retrograde. I want to make sure I get it out. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Learn how to be you in today's world on New Soul Radio. Follow host Ruby Betty each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she introduces new rules for new souls in these new times. As a powerful spiritual thought leader, modern mystic, and clairsentient, Ruby Betty is propelled toward a single goal: to awaken human beings to their fullest potential. For more information on Ruby and her work, visit rubybetty.co.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot, metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Sorry. There we go. Oh my goodness. I got a little bit ahead of myself there. I don't know what happened. There we go. Okay. I was reading what I want to share with you, and then I got lost. I got lost on it. So here's the thing. I do want to put some of this out on this Mercury retrograde, okay? First of all, we can't really avoid the slowness that we might feel with a retrograde. You want to utilize it to the best that you can. Okay. So first of all, let me go back a moment to that. If you feel held back or delayed or sluggish, things like that, you know, you're planning, you're organizing, and you might be so ready to just go. It's okay. A couple of more weeks won't hurt, especially if there, and this is a good thing, especially if there's very big contracts to sign, very, very important decisions to make. Let the retrograde, Mercury retrograde, show you some things. Just kind of sit still on that a little bit for those 3 weeks before committing to it. It's okay to do that. Absolutely. It's not that it's, oh no, it'll be bad. It's that you might miss something that you didn't realize before because you were going faster. Once it goes direct, and like I said, in 2019, it is going to move. It's going to move fast next year. It's not going to be all this hold up and wait, go back. We felt like there's been a lot of reruns and backup, replay, what? You know, it's been like that this year. Now, this particular one is going to be helping us on an emotional level with the heart. And this refers back to letting love in, releasing out the pain. Okay. It's going to help you clear out outdated beliefs. Wow. Yeah. Maybe uncover some, you know, emotional wound or, you know, things that you weren't aware of. It doesn't mean you have to go back through something bad, and don't overload yourself and be by yourself if you need someone for the support. That's kind of a lot what we're doing in the angel retreat that we started, is we're there for each other, and I can do and be there a whole lot more than here. So you guys that are in the angel retreat, you just throw those questions out to me all day long over there, you know, we will get back to you. Where this is once a week and a time limit. So, you know, it's time to mend the heartache, the pain, rejections, loss, betrayal, whatever might be stuck in there, because the heart has been opened for us to get that out. So this retrograde in particular, kind of with this Venus going direct, is going to help you find out what that is and have a gentler, softer, because Venus is gentle. It's not like crazy. It's just, okay, let's just let this out. Let's just let this go. Let's just calm it down. And it's kind of an interesting mix. It's probably one of the most gentle, but you will feel some things to go away. It's okay if you feel it a little bit and then you release it. Just know that you're releasing it so you can fill it with something positive. Another thing is, this is a very internal work. This is inside. This is you getting to know who you are. This is a self-discovery of, what do you really want? A lot of people are like, who am I? What do I want? How do I want to, I don't know what my soul purpose, all that kind of stuff. Honestly, please keep in mind, a soul purpose is really the entire journey while you're here. So there's always something along the journey that you will learn and gain from in a very positive way if you choose to. Everybody's like, we choose to. I'm not trying to be in pain. I know you're not trying to be in pain, but it's more of an awareness. When we have the aha moments and we start to see different perspectives on something that was repetitive for us or that always was an issue, that's change. That's big change. That's healing change. And sometimes it can feel like, oh, wow, I just never saw it that way before. And you might have some tears. You might have some emotional release. That's okay. Let it go. That's kind of a natural thing that can let things go. One of the things that I find as a benefit with this one is it is preparing us for this fast pace in 2019 where we won't have as much time to retrograde and have that time to edit, tweak, you know, oh, maybe I don't quite want it that way. This is where this is very beneficial. So I wanted you to hear that. Another one is wait. If you're trying to start something very big and brand new, I mean, we started the Angel Retreat last week and we've even seen some glitches, but it's okay. We're working through them. But wanted the support out there before all of this holiday season hit. And I really wanted it before the 11 energy of November. So yeah, I kind of threw myself out in the deep end with that, but I'm glad I did. I don't regret it. That was a decision I knew was the right one because I'd been thinking about it for a while. We're just going to keep putting new things in there to help and support you. But if you have something brand new or something, you know, you're still like, oh, I just want to go. It's okay. If you're totally ready, it's not like it's wrong to go. But if it's really new and you have a lot more to learn, let the retrograde of this 3 weeks help you out and let you see some things differently. Maybe there's a way to rewrite your resume. Maybe there's another way to approach a relationship situation where the communication has been strained. This can help you do that, things like that. And this comes with a lot of love when there's a Venus going forward with that. So it's really a very opportune time for self-exploration, for discovering things about yourself you never knew. You just don't want to avoid these areas. You really want to dive in. So let me go back to YouTube chat to see a few things there. And I think I saw some questions. So let me look. Oh, hello to Christine. She's brand new. Welcome to you. Christine does energy healing. Awesome. Good for you. And I wanted to know how to purify my pastime life patterns that need it. You know what? Okay. What I do as energy healing is I literally have to make sure that I have, you know, sometimes when we're working on someone or we feel that energy passing through, we're, you know, we're not doing it. We're just letting it flow through us. Sometimes it might trigger something from a past lifetime or a past history or something like that, and we don't even know why that's bothering us. I always work with Michael on that. I always work with Archangel Michael, and I make sure that I've cleared myself. I also don't do energy healing if, for some reason, I don't do the readings either. If I'm tired, worn down, not well, or I just need to make sure I'm balanced, because we set ourselves up to be vulnerable, you know, if we're not on our top A game. So that's one of the reasons I have certain timelines with things that I do, because if I try to do it when I'm exhausted, that's not fair to the person I'm giving the reading to or the energy healing to. I want to give them 100% love and divine channeling or the energy, and it not be about how tired I am, and then you're not going to make it. That's one thing. When the past lifetime patterns come in, it's very similar to whether or not it's a part of this physical life, but we always have to kind of work in reverse. I found that if you work with this lifetime first and then go beyond, and I do meditations for that with Michael and ask him to help me discover what they are and if there is something that I can do to be a participant in healing and releasing. That's the one key they have really been pressing with me to share with everyone is, you know, help everyone learn how to be proactive in hearing the messages, not just say, hey, what do they have for me? Okay, I get that. Because if you don't know, if you're not sure, that's what I'm about. I'm here to do the readings, but I'm also here to help you learn how to strengthen your connection so you can trust what you're picking up. So she's obviously feeling like she needs to purify some past lifetimes. Karmic things are a releasement and a healing. And grace, when grace comes in and we forgive ourselves for, this is a big one, when we forgive ourselves from things that we may have been in a past life or what we have done, we have to truly forgive ourselves and apply that self-love to ourselves as well, not just to others. It's actually very powerful because now, because we have a different energy from doing that, we are able to give a more, even better energy healing out. I mean, we give what we have within us. So I've given you a couple of things that I do. I found that to work very well because sometimes it's bigger and feels more intense than other times, but never deny yourself a timeout if you need it. It's one of the most important things that I have to practice what I preach. I always say, you got to say no, or you got to take your time out and balance. If I'm not doing that, then that's not right. I have to practice what I'm sharing with you because it's the right thing. Someone else, it's like, hi to Kim. Hi, Kim. Hi, Jen. Do the angels have any new guidance messages for me this week? Am I still on the right track with my life? Feeling some strange vibrations and I'm not sure how to interpret them. Well, Kim, yeah, I'm getting yes. It's more of a patience. I keep getting that word. They've been giving it to me too. It's like, be patient. Yes. The strange vibrations, I've been receiving them. I've had several other people tell me they are. I mean, weird stuff like you're plugged into the wall outlet. Yeah, I've been feeling things like that, and it's very different. That is things purifying in our cellular level with the energy frequency. So don't freak out with that. But also the vibrations, it might be a noise, it might be a sound, you might just be feeling and you don't. It's like, what is that? It's okay to be curious, but just like the horse we were talking about earlier, sometimes we need to just let it be and move about our day and know that, you know, the universe has got it. Angels are watching it. We just focus on our task at hand and be careful not to get derailed too much about all the other experiences because that actually can slow you down. So I was like, yeah, because I know what that can feel like. But Kim, you're just fine. Just hang in there. Just stay on it. You're doing fine. And with that, let me take the quick last break, and then we'll get back to a few more questions before we run out of time here. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
to see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, "give me the joy," make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me the Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
Okay, here we are in the last segment. So let's wrap it up and let me check with a few more people here. Basically, this Mercury retrograde is going to give you opportunity, okay, hear this out, to be responsible for yourself, your responses that can replace reactions that will improve what you are manifesting in your life. Don't ask me to repeat that because I was just literally letting them say that because that's what happens. I have to go back and listen to the show too sometimes. And then I'm going, wow, that was a good idea. I know. That is how I know I'm just not getting in the way of a message like that. Now, it's a very opportune time to also practice clearing your communication with yourself. Hear, listen. I mean, are we listening to our intuition? That's listening to the higher self, your messages that come through, your guidance. Are we allowing ourselves that, you know, space and self-love and respecting ourselves? That communication, okay? And then how are we doing that with another person? Are we listening before we react? Are we listening? Are we communicating clearly what we truly mean? This is an opportunity to fix things like that. It's also time to dig in and do some soul work. So for those on the spiritual waking path, you are going to feel some vibrational shifts, some frequencies, and like I said, the animals and things like that. So I did see where Kelly is sharing. Yeah, Kelly's sharing that she said her cat, she thinks her cat saw a spirit for the first time this week. Isn't that interesting when they see things that aren't there? You can see that they are looking at something. We see it all the time. It's the craziest thing. And he was looking over my shoulder at something with his eyes. I could feel something there. I think it freaked us both out. You know what? Your cat will let you know whether you need to be afraid of it. If they crouch and run, clear the space. I don't feel that in this case. I feel that it was someone watching over you that loves you very much, and they can see that. That's what it feels like when I'm asking. Raven, hello to Raven. Good morning to you, too. Good to see you, Raven. And Kim was saying, yes, I was answering Kim's question before. She's saying definitely that have been going through this. If you're going through a lot of spiritual awakening, there is going to be a process of purging, releasing, and then you're going to feel something new. And it can feel really weird the first time you feel it. You're like, what, is that okay? It almost will feel like nerves firing off. Sometimes I have noticed that I just feel like I'm shaking or vibrating, like I'm sitting on heavy machinery. You know, I had that a couple of times. Woke me up in the middle of the night. Nothing to be concerned about, but I knew after that happened, there was something different. And whenever I'm not sure, I just ask for clearing and protection just to be safe. And it's like, well, I'm not sure, so I'm going to do this just to know. And that has always worked for me personally. I've always just asked for that. Whenever I do any kind of work or readings, I'm always asking for that shielding and protection, because I don't want to be, you know, sidetracked by something that's, you know, trying to stop the efforts of sending love into the world, which is what I want to do here for you in the show, with all the work that I do, with the group we've started, the Angel Retreat. We want to bring love to the world. Bringing a group together of people that feel that way, that love what they're going through, that really want to experience love on earth without all the pain and the suffering, we deserve a place to be able to do that. Okay. You deserve that. So you deserve to have the support. And sometimes, I mean, honestly, think about it. Light workers and people that have been awake for many years. And I mean, I could say I'm one of them since I was a child. Just, you know, that was not accepted. And to just feel so isolated, you don't have to feel isolated anymore. It's just time for the groups to gather and find a way to meet, to be together, to support one another. Another part of spiritual awakening, and this isn't a negative at all, you will find that you want some time to yourself. Honor that too. I'm not talking about unhealthy, you know, retreating. And sometimes people think that, like, what's wrong with you? Are you okay? Why aren't you doing the things you used to do? Maybe you just don't want to anymore. It doesn't necessarily mean there's something wrong. Keep a check. If you are feeling depression, reach out for help, okay? There's other people that are going through awakenings and these experiences that will understand. So I do want to put that out there, because to feel these things that make no sense to the third dimensional world, you know, don't put all your energy in trying to convince a naysayer that won't support you. Don't do that. Look and seek and put the intention out there that you would like to resonate and find people, like-minded people that you want, you know, to attract in and have friends that understand. I mean, that's probably one of the most important things. I mean, we all want to feel like we belong somewhere. It gives you the support, but it also can help strengthen in numbers like that. And I'm very comfortable with my me time, because I rejuvenate that way. If you're empathic, you'll understand what I mean. When you're empathic, or you really feel like you absorb, or you do the type of work I do, because it'll wear you out if you don't stay on top of your game. Make sure that you're balanced. Make sure you're not trying to, you have to stay in check. You have to strengthen. I call it spiritual fitness. And there's a balance. You do the work, you rest, you play, you nourish your body, the whole thing. It has to be a balance, or you'll wear out. I'm in this for the long haul. I want to be there and finish this, why I came here and what we do and why I'm so passionate about being here for you. Because, and I share that with anybody that does this kind of work. If you're learning your intuition, if you are starting to feel like that's waking up, make sure you balance. Make sure you realize, you know, don't go faster than you're ready, things like that. Don't be afraid of it, but there's a patience level here. You know, it's one of those virtues that you will feel. Patience is a virtue, if you know what I mean. You will feel that, well, is this one of those lessons about patience? Yes, it can be, because there's no pushing. There's no making it fit. There's no rushing to make sure it happens. It all falls into place. We're being proactive, and at the same time, we're allowing the universe to let it flow in naturally and unfold. So it's learning that balance. It's not going to be perfect at the beginning. And for one, it might be different from someone else. This is just a interesting time to be here. And I want to help you make the most out of it. So don't forget, in the next few weeks, just see what pops up. go at it with an open mind and give yourself a chance to reflect on it and see if it helps, because usually there's something that you didn't notice before. I want to say thanks, guys. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoy the show, please share the show. You can like it. You can subscribe on the YouTube channel so you'll know when I put the live ones out. You can also go and check out the Angel Retreat. We just opened it up last week, and it's on my website. I put a link over in the YouTube description for you if you want to check it out. And that is a group that we have put together, and we are just beginning a brand new experience and community with that. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We have a couple of more people I want to say hello to. We have Jody. Oh, hi, Jody. Thank goodness we have archives. She says, I'm late, and I shared the show. Oh, thank you. We have Rossi. Hello to Rossi. And I'm running out of time. I'm going to have to go, but I just want to say hi to you, Rossi, and I'm sorry I don't have time to answer that question. Oh, I just don't. I'm getting the, you're out of time. You know, I know. Guys, thank you so much for listening and joining in. It's an honor to be here with you every week. We will see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.